Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 17 years. He's an award-winning journalist. He's one of the great copywriters of our time, author of 3 books, and he operates the Worm Cam for the Small Business Advocate Show out on Main Street. Jeffrey, welcome back.
It's a pleasure. Appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you back. So as you wander around the marketplace out there, Jeff, what comes to mind these days?
You know, it's funny, Jim. I got to tell you that we talk about, you know, in jest, but it's not too far from the truth how you say, you know, operate the Worm Cam out here and, you know, from the suburbs running a home-based business and a micro-enterprise. You know, our needs aren't that different from those of corporate offices, mm-hmm. where we often, you know, we can tend to overlook some of these issues, but, you know, we really need to keep a focus, and especially this time of year, need to keep a focus on what drives us and what has been the key to our success, and they have been a key to our success. You know, the ones who come to us for work, come to us for product, come to us, you know, for advice or consulting, right, or whatever the case may be.
You're talking about those pesky customers?
Those pesky customers. You know, the folk that pay the bills. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, you wrote about an age of the customer. Someone I know wrote a book recently. It's a marketing guy, wrote a book called All About Them. And it's the idea that it's about you, not me. You know, we certainly go out and we hunt down business because we have bills to pay, you know, but we have to think about those customers that we do have, and those who rely on us on an infrequent basis. I have plenty of customers who come along who, you know, I may not hear from for months or a year, even though I reach out and we occasionally may chat, but they may not send work my way, but they're always out there, and we just always have to remember them regardless of whether they're sending us work and regardless of the idea or the eventuality or possibility or hope that they'll send us work. You know, there are people doing their job.
Does it not seem perverse that you and I need to have a conversation about how to appreciate customers?
Yeah,
what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
This should be like, I mean, everybody listening should be going, well, duh.
Right.
But guess what? That's not what you see when you go out. I mean, think about it. Yeah. You yourself, when you wander around the marketplace, folks, are you feel like you've been loved up? Do you feel like that you've been appreciated? If you give somebody a referral, did they show appropriate appreciation?
I got to tell you,
I hope they did, but there's a chance that they didn't.
How often do you go to a restaurant and you just are amazed at the smiling hostess or the smiling waiter or waitress, and you just say, I'm going to give you a little, and you're not telling them this, but I'm going to give you a little extra in the tip because you've just been nice. Where it shouldn't be,
that
having a smile earns your respect. I mean, that should be the cost of entry. That should be table stakes.
Here's what I'm seeing more than anything. They hire these young ladies to be receptionists, hostesses, I guess you call them. And they're not very friendly at all.
Right, right.
They act like they're just there to, I don't know. I just think it's a sad commentary when you and I feel compelled to talk about taking care of customers. And I don't mean delivering product to them. I mean making them feel like they can't wait to come back.
After the bill's been paid, how do you treat them? You know, between the times that you have interaction with them, how do you treat them? How do you make them feel
loved? I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't mind telling you. I'm the king of customer service.
Right.
I love my customers. You know, their biggest problem is, Jim, ease up on the grip there, son.
Dial it back a notch.
Dial it back a little bit. You know, we love you. It's okay.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff, I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, I got to tell you, sometimes we reach out to our customers and they will feel like you said you're serious, but sometimes we'll reach out to them and they'll come across with a feeling of, you don't have to do this. you don't have to be so, you know, so I don't want to say in love with us, but, you know, for, you know what we mean, but yeah, we do. We have to make sure you know that we care. I mean, okay, if we feel like we're being a little overbearing, let me know, but just know that it's there and that I'm there for you. And we've said it before. Every time you and I hang up the phone, you know, your comment to me is, what can I do for you? It's not, what can I do for you so I can sell you a product. It's, what can I do for you? How can I help you? I'm trying to do that all the time.
I don't understand anything. I don't understand any other way of doing business. And,
right.
You know, and I fear, Jeff, it's gotten worse since 2008 because that's when companies quit investing in relationships. Major corporations, most of them, not all, but most of them quit in having a budget for any kind of customer relationship building, brand
right.
building, or anything
right.
anything to that you know didn't put a rock in the box the next day.
Right, right.
And I think that kind of attitude, that kind of lack of investment at the corporate level, I think that's what got, you know, wandered down onto Main Street.
You know, so I wonder, what can we learn from this? What can listeners take away from this conversation? What can they put into action today? And it's no better time than the holidays to obviously, you know, reach out to your customers,
yep.
whether you give little trinket gifts, send a card, handwritten, you know, with a handwritten salutation or note inside, give to an organization, but just reach out and let them know. Ask them, you know, can I treat you to lunch? Can we go out? Can we, you know, spend some time? You know, what can you do at the end of today, at the end of listening to this segment, and say, what can I do to let my customers know that I love them
and also carry it forward? Don't bring anything up about buying anything and just say thank you. And if they say, well, are we going to talk about business? No, I'm not going to talk about business. That's
absolutely.
Not what I'm here for. Now,
exactly.
I'll make an appointment and I'll come back tomorrow
right.
and we can talk about business. But right now, I just want to spend time with you and thank you for your business.
Yeah, exactly. There's 100 hours of the week that are not
and
involved
I'll tell you
with
something.
Business.
If you
that we can
do
talk
that,
about.
You will stand out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I imagine a lot
it's
of
just
your
not happening right now.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of the listeners know and do that, but it's sort of an affirmation. It's sort of a confirmation of what we've been doing
yep.
right, and like you said, that we see it and we're floored by people
you know,
who don't do it.
Here's why I know what I said about earlier about after 2008 what happened. Prior to 2008, my kitchen in my office would be full of fruit and cookies right now.
Right, right.
Since 2008, nothing.
Nothing.
I didn't need the fruit.
Right.
But they sent it to me because they wanted to know that they were thinking about me.
Just the thought.
I appreciated it even though I didn't need the fruit. But I'm telling you, since 2008, nothing.
Yep.
It's interesting, folks. It's an opportunity to shine. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, that's Jeff's website. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.